Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is preparing to vote on President Trump's nomination for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, marking the final process before the full Senate votes on confirming him. Tuesday's vote comes a day after Mr. Trump fired the acting Attorney General for refusing to back his executive order restricting immigration. Meantime, on Tuesday, Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan expressed his support for the president's travel ban.
I support the refugee resettlement program. We're a generous country. It's important. But we can be generous and watch our national security at the same time. That's why I'm confident that Secretary Kelly, along with other cabinet members, are going to make sure that we have the proper review and vetting so we can get this program up and running with the proper national security safeguards. Now, I think it's regrettable that there was some confusion on the rollout of this. No one wanted to see people with green cards or special immigrant visas like translators get caught up in all of this.
Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took part in an anti-ban rally on the steps of the Supreme Court last evening, just across the street from the Capitol.
It will make us unsafe because it makes our soldiers who are fighting overseas have fewer allies. And it will make us unsafe because the nations of the world will no longer look up to us.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, and Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban is supposed to allow people with green cards, lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders to be allowed to enter into the United States without restriction. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations